From washed out roads to deteriorating buildings, the national parks have a lot of deferred maintenance needs. It's estimated it will take more than $11.5 billion to fund them all. As 88.5's Paula Whistle reports, Congress is debating how best to come up with the money.
When the Interior Secretary recommended raising the national park entrance fee to $70, there was a great hue and cry from the public, and he backed off. But the question remains, how best to fund the infrastructure needs of the parks, including deferred maintenance? At a congressional hearing, Mark Bereka, a spokesman for REI, testified. He was asked about the idea of imposing fees on outdoor recreation businesses. He says it's a bad idea.
You know, most states, they don't tax milk because milk is good for you. And we feel that the outdoors is good for you. So there's no reason to make it harder for people to acquire the things that make their lives better.
And Bereka says while REI is a large company, the majority involved in outdoor recreation are small Main Street businesses. At the hearing, Washington Senator Maria Cantwell, who favors a major boost for park infrastructure in the budget, said national parks, including Mount Rainier and Olympic, are substantial economic drivers in nearby communities. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.